Consider it an experiment in micro-debating. I met with each candidate separately and asked them both the same questions. On the topic of new road construction, which they both say is necessary for their district, I asked each candidate how he would get roads built in a year when budget cuts are expected to derail talk of any new spending. Patrick Rose kicks off the discussion.
Our counties have led here, Hays County recently, and serious improvements to our roads thanks to the generosity of Hays County voters in that bond package. So working with our local leaders, cities, counties, in this three-county district is going to be particularly important because TxDOT's so underfunded. I also think before any conversation occurs about increased funds for TxDOT, we have to reform the policies and practices of that agency.
Republican Jason Isaac.
We need to quit diverting funds from the fuel tax dollars. It used to be that the fuel tax dollars paid for the Texas fuel tax that you spend on every gallon of fuel that you buy was directed to be used to build and maintain existing roads or build new roads. Then they started to do diversions of those funds. Now, those diversions may be going to good causes, but that's not what it was intended to do.
The state has more than $8 billion in its so-called rainy day fund to help balance the budget. How would each spend it? Democrat Patrick Rose.
Clearly, we need to access some of the rainy day fund. And then in addition to across-the-board cuts, we need to find other savings. It's my opinion that we have to balance this budget without raising taxes. In this economy, we can't afford to raise them. I think that's a job-killing policy.
Republican Jason Isaac.
I believe it's about 10 to 12% of the entire budget is what's going to need to be cut to make up that $18 to $21, $22 billion budget shortfall without having to touch the rainy day fund. And then I would like to reach into the rainy day fund to provide business owners an incentive to provide health insurance for their employees and then provide homeowners tax relief from their property taxes.
The candidates agree undocumented immigration must be addressed in the next legislative session. Republican Jason Isaac.
I think one area that we really need to concentrate on is when we provide social services to people without having to require they prove that they're here legally is a big concern to me. There are estimates that are millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars. I really feel like it's going to be a lot higher than that, but I think that's one area that we need to concentrate on. I'm tired of my tax dollars going to people that are here illegally, and I'm sure a lot of other people are in the district, and that's what I'm hearing. There's just this big incentive plan for people to come over here illegally, and I think that's one area that we need to eliminate that incentive plan so that our Border Patrol agents can concentrate on the true criminals that are coming over here, not just people looking to milk our system.
Democrat Patrick Rose.
I think we have to do something on immigration. These last two sessions, I've worked very closely with the governor and both respective speakers in 2007 and 2009 to put an unprecedented amount of state dollars and personnel and equipment on the border. We need to continue that work. I think we need to consider enhancing the penalty for severe crimes that are committed by illegal immigrants. I want to send a loud signal to them. If you want to come to the United States and do harm, don't come to Texas because we will penalize you more here than they will in New Mexico, Arizona, or California.